sunny sky for today, high up to about 32 this afternoon. Partly cloudy and colder tonight, so low 5 inland to 10 lakeside, so certainly feeling a lot colder tomorrow morning. And we're in for a pretty bitterly cold day tomorrow. We'll have a fair amount of sunshine, high near 20, up to 22 Friday with a partly sunny sky. For AccuWeather, I'm meteorologist Brian Thompson on your radio friend, WRJN.
Thank you, BT. Right now in Racine at WRJN's Magnum.media international headquarters, we have 30 degrees. It's 7 minutes after 9 o'clock, and good morning. It's a beautiful day in Wisconsin for Hump Day. Wednesday, February 1st, 2017, the only 66th birthday of Mark Eichhorst, Mr. Racine, in the history of humanity. Let us choose on purpose, with a purpose, to wish Ike a happy birthday.
Spending time with a couple of your friends, Mark Eichhorst and Glenn Klein, here on WRJN.
Kicks on Route 66.
Get Your Kicks on Route 66. Great cover by John Mayer on your radio friend. On the 66th birthday of my tag team partner on Community Conversations, Mr. Mark Eichhorst. Happy birthday, Ike.
Thank you again, sir. Appreciate it.
66, man. You are old.
Yes, I am. You're not getting an argument from me on that one.
How you feeling?
Pretty good.
Pretty good?
Pretty good.
Not great?
I wouldn't say great, no. Pretty good. Surviving. Always blessed, though.
All right. A lot has changed in 66 years.
Yes, it has.
One thing that has not changed is political hypocrisy. See what I just did there?
Segue?
Yeah. Because I want to talk about it today. The thing that I am attempting to do, and that I really try to do every day on this broadcast, is to shed light on reality and to be a bridge between the disparate political perspectives in this country, and not just on politics, but on anything where truth needs to be brought to bear. And it's, of course, the hypocrisy of politicians is on both sides of the political aisle. But we had Senator Chuck Schumer, who is now the minority leader of the Senate, weep the other day in talking about President Trump's immigration policy, which basically for 180 days is going to slow the immigration from seven countries of the world where there is serious radicalization going on, primarily, of course, of Muslim people, to hopefully stop what happened in San Bernardino, in Orlando, in Paris, in Berlin, in Paris a couple of different times. And unfortunately for the politicians, we have video now. And we have the internet, and it's easy to find out if they are being hypocritical. For example, yesterday, President Trump nominated his pick to fill Antonin Scalia's seat on the Supreme Court. And immediately, the Democrats, even before they knew who Trump was going to pick, said that this will not stand. Because President Obama did not get his pick before the Senate when he selected Merrick Garland to replace Scalia. And the Democrats cried foul, except what the Republicans did was they said that Senator Joe Biden, then the senator from the great state of Delaware, had established the Biden rule, which was if the presidential campaign is underway, that we should not be putting a nominee from the Supreme Court or for the Supreme Court before the U.S. Senate to allow the voters to have a say in that process. That's when George W. Bush was, or might have been George H.W. Bush, that's how far back it goes, was the president. So the Republicans didn't allow President Obama's nominee to go forward. And during the course of the Republicans being in the minority, when Harry Reid was the majority leader in the Senate, he established a new rule that you would not, no longer need two-thirds of the Senate to pass certain legislation and certain judges on federal benches, but left the Supreme Court. And the new majority leader, then the minority leader, Mitch McConnell of Kentucky, warned Harry Reid that he would rue the day that they changed the Senate rules. Well, now the Democrats are threatening to filibuster President Trump's election. And they're going to have to employ the nuclear option, which is to say we won't need two-thirds to approve of a Supreme Court justice. But President Trump called out Chuck Schumer for his so-called crocodile tears about Trump's immigration policy. I didn't know, by the way, until this morning, that Amy Schumer, the comic, was Chuck Schumer's cousin. She came to his defense, of course, saying that they were not crocodile or fake tears because her cousin, Senator Chuck Schumer of New York, cannot act. She says it's hard to even for him to force a smile, which was a cute response. But here, ladies and gentlemen, is Senator Chuck Schumer from New York in 2015, right in the wake of the recent, at that time, terrorist attack in France. Here's what he had to say, without tears, in 2015.
Thank you. And first, I want to thank all of my colleagues here. They're doing a great job focusing on finding real solutions to the problems posed by the Paris attacks. All of us on this stage are focused on two critical goals. First, we have to keep terrorists out of the United States. Second, we need to keep guns and explosives out of the terrorists' hands. We need to focus our response where it matters, on individuals who are coming here to do us harm. We need to have tough screening for every refugee from Syria who is coming into the United States.
What?
But if a terrorist is going to try to come into this country, they're much more likely to use loopholes in the visa waiver program to do it.
Okay. What, Chuck? I thought our focus was to be compassionate and that the Statue of Liberty was crying and that you followed suit. You hypocrite.
Should you have hot cocoa or a chocolate bar? I'm John Tesh. We're going to play Which is Worse next in today's
Sunny Sky. Partly sunny on Friday, high 22, while some sunshine followed by increasing clouds on Saturday, high 28. Could be a little bit of snow Saturday night into first thing Sunday, but temperatures should start to come up a little bit by Sunday. For AccuWeather, I'm meteorologist Brian Thompson on your radio friend, WRJN.
If 5 to 10 above is bitterly cold,
yeah.
What is like 10 to 20 below?
Exactly.
Yeah. Right now in Kenosha, 30 degrees, 31 Burlington, Milwaukee 33, and 31 in Racine. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.
77 in Houston right now, where Clemens is.
Okay.
That sounds pretty good.
He's probably indoors.
Yeah, but you got to go outdoors to get indoors.
He's probably not outdoors very often.
We'll see if he has any tan lines when he comes back.
You can check that.
I will look forward to that eventuality. So any big plans for Valentine's Day for you and the missus?
Well, sure. I'm going to tell you.
You're not?
Of course not.
You ever go ballroom dancing?
No.
That sounds like a good time down there in Kenosha on the
11th. It does.
Yeah. Get a good workout in.
Mm-hmm.
Cash bar.
Which goes first?
That's why alcohol was invented, you know.
For cash bars?
To make white people think they could actually dance.
Oh.
That's an oldie but a goodie.
Okay.
It's Mark Eichhorst's 66th birthday.
Happy birthday, sir.
Thank you very much.
Doesn't look a day over 72, does he?
You said that.
My buddy.
All right, Brother Carco.
Uh-huh.
Thanks for holding down the fort. I hit the wall today, Mark. I'm not even halfway there, substituting for Clemens in the early morning shift.
Yes, I heard you talking about that fact earlier this morning as I was listening to you over at Trinity Lutheran School while I was working.
Maybe a nap will make me feel better, TK.
You don't take a nap?
Well, not when I'm on the air.
Well, hopefully not, but at some point during the day, like mid part of the day.
But here's the problem. I will fall asleep, and I'll sleep for like 3 hours.
Well, you're not supposed to do that. It's supposed to be fairly short.
Yeah.
And that can be anywhere from, 5 minutes to, 30 minutes. But you should do something.
You should not go past 30 minutes?
Well, everybody's different, but
when you take a nap, you must take a nap because you're here like at 1 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
So how long is your nap?
It can vary. If I have to go to something, it could be, based on my schedule, it could be anywhere from 10 minutes to an hour or so.
Mm-hmm.
Depends.
You get into that REM.
Oh yeah. If I need to go to sleep, I'll go to sleep.
Do you dream in black
no,
and white or
I,
color?
I rarely dream. I really.
You definitely dream, bro.
I'm sure I do, but
you're just not aware of it. You're just not aware of it.
Then how would I know?
Well, you might. All right, think about it. The next time you have a dream, report back to us. We will be waiting with bated breath as to whether.
Which can really smell if you think about it.
Exactly. Tom Carco, dreams in black and white or color. If you had to say, Ike, what would you say?
I dream in both, so I don't know what Tom dreams in, but I dream a lot.
I'm saying he dreams in black and white.
Purple.
Like the old newsreel footage. I am. Thank you, sir. Okay. There he goes. WRJN's award-winning news director, Tom Carco. So what are you doing for your birthday?
I'm working most of the day. I don't have any special plans.
Not doing anything tonight at all?
Nope.
Oh, bro, I got to get you some ice cream cake roll, some baked Alaska.
I already got my cake roll. It's at home. I bought it yesterday just to treat myself.
But put a little meringue on top, and then you just put it in the oven for just, you know, maybe 40 seconds.
The ice cream would melt.
No, it doesn't. Because you got to make sure that the ice cream cake roll is frozen on this National Baked Alaska Day.
I think I'll settle for my cake roll tonight and try Baked Alaska some other time.
Boy, you are not adventurous at all, are you?
I wouldn't say that. No, I'm pretty adventurous. I try different new things.
Even though it's your birthday, I have to point out you still owe me a Chicago hot dog.
Yes, I do.
I don't remember.
I know
that. What was that bet on?
In fact, I was the one that remembered it. It was one of the many games that we chose this year. You know, we did three games a week during the NFL season, and it was one of those games. I don't remember which particular game it was.
Really?
But you won. And then I reminded you, saying, hey, I owe you a Chicago-style hot dog, and you had forgotten. And now you beat me for the season by a total of two games, which, you know, hey, I feel pretty good about that because I know you consider yourself a pretty good prognosticator.
Wait a second. So all season long we've been picking the NFL games. And
three games a week,
and we have to with the points,
right?
And at some point, I think before the playoffs, I had a 9-game lead on you.
Actually, it was with a couple of weeks to go in the regular season.
A couple of weeks ago in the regular season, I had a 9-game lead on you, like our Chicago Cubs had on the New York Mets in September of 1969, and then it got shortened to one game. Going into the championship round for the conference play last weekend.
Yep.
Or two weekends ago now. And now I'm up by two?
Right. So.
All right. How about this? Double or nothing on the Super Bowl.
Sounds good.
For the hot dog.
Sounds good.
All right. So if I win, or I should say when I win, you will owe me two Chicago-style hot dogs.
Right.
Although I'm upset with our Chicago hot dog joint here in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
They used to have these really excellent quarter-pound kosher dogs for five. You get two for $5, and they can't get them anymore. Hmm. So what they said was that they got a deal on them, and they couldn't get the deal anymore. I said, I don't care about the deal. I want the hot dogs. So now they have just the regular size Chicago dogs. So, but we have to pick separately from the
and
games.
I think we will.
All right, well, we'll find out who we're picking for the National Football League Championship game, a.k.a. the Super Bowl, after WRJN covers sports at 16 minutes until 10 o'clock on your hump day morning.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Dev.
Chicago, Chicago, that toddling town. Chicago, Chicago, I'll show you around. I love it. Bet your bottom dollar you lose the blues in Chicago, Chicago, the town that Billy Sunday could not shut down. On State Street, that great street, I just want to say, they do things that they never do on Broadway. Have the time of their life. I saw a man and he danced with his wife in Chicago, Chicago, Chicago. That's my hometown.
Catherine Parra's favorite, Frank Sinatra, on your radio, friend. It's 7 minutes till 10 o'clock on your hump day morning. I bet we will see some men dancing with their wives at the Kenosha Ballroom Dancing for Sweethearts.
Yes, the Sweethearts Ball.
On February 11th.
I would imagine possibly to that very song.
And speaking of Chicago, we just heard from our man Bob Peterson. He's coming up with a Chicago Cubs bobblehead for the birthday boy, Mark Eichhorst. He's in Kenosha right now. He is traversing the eye as we speak. A Joe Madden bobblehead with the beard. You didn't like the one without the beard because it didn't look as much like you since you have a beard.
You know, and that's funny because I've gone online and I've seen a lot of Joe Madden bobblehead dolls, but none with a beard. And Bob found one with a beard, and boy, that's a great gift for me, I'll tell you. I didn't think I was going to get any presents today. I didn't expect any at my age, but...
Well, you got some aromatherapy this morning in the studio from me.
I wouldn't quite call it that.
I don't know what happened. But, yeah, so go to the Sweethearts Ballroom Dancing in Kenosha. And watch the Super Bowl this Sunday. We're going to have Marv Levy on Friday, the former Buffalo Bills four-time Super Bowl head coach, NFL Hall of Famer, with his prediction. He predicted accurately last year that Broncos would upset Cam Newton and the Carolina Panthers. This year, Tom Brady and the New England Patriots are now 3-point favorites against Matty Ice, Matt Ryan, and your Atlanta Falcons. So this is double or nothing.
Right.
All right. I'm up two games on the season on our predictions. But double or nothing on the Chicago Hot Dog. Obviously, because I predicted that the Patriots would win it all at the beginning of the season, I have to stay with the Pats. And you're going to take the Falcons.
Right. And I'm getting the 3 points.
And you're getting the three.
Right after Championship Sunday, the Falcons were 4.5-point favorites, and that's come down, which says a lot of people are betting on the Falcons. And should be an interesting game.
Well, they wanted the 4.5 and the Falcons.
Yep. You know, it's hard to go against Belichick and Brady in New England, and they have a very, very good defense, too. But they haven't faced, I don't think they faced a top 10 quarterback all year, and as far as the rankings go. And
the Patriots,
yeah,
really.
And this offense of Atlanta, as Packer fans found out 2 weeks ago, it's really something.
It's dynamic.
Yeah,
it's explosive.
It kind of reminds me of what was the L.A. Rams? What was their nickname? The greatest show on turf?
St. Louis Rams.
Yeah,
Kurt Warner.
Yeah, and Kurt Warner reminds me of that team.
Well, we will see.
Yep, should be interesting. A lot of fun. A lot of fun. It's like Super Bowl Sunday.
I think it's on real turf. I think the Houston indoor stadium has got a retractable roof, and I think that's real grass. I might be wrong.
I'm not sure on that one either.
Okay, so I got the Patriots. I just want to see Roger Goodell have to hand the Vince Lombardi trophy to Tom Brady after Deflategate.
In all honesty, too, that went by. I would like to see that, too. If the Patriots win, hey, it'd be great. We get to go out and have some lunch together, and I'll buy. But should be fun.
Well, we can go and have lunch anyway, even if you're not buying.
That's true. We had to do that. We haven't done that for a long time.
I will take you for some Baked Alaska on National
Baked
Alaska.
I don't know where you can find Baked Alaska here in Racine. I'm not sure.
I guarantee you it's somewhere.
All right.
We have everything in Racine, including on Sunday, we will be setting the world's record for most toasters of a Bloody Mary. I'm pretty pumped about that, being the Bloody Mary connoisseur that I am.
Yeah, it's taking place at Milliger's Great Lakes Farmers Market, located at 4838 Douglas Avenue. Now, they did this last year, and they had 637 people. They were not registered with Guinness at that time. So they went to an organization called RecordSetters.com, and they had the title there. Then a place down in Florida, and I don't know the name of it, but a place down in Florida.
You got to find that out.
Did Milliger's. I asked them, and they did not know.
But I bet the information exists on the internet machine.
I did ask Milliger's, and they said.
Did you hear what I said?
Yes.
I bet it exists on the internet machine.
But I'm just telling you, I did ask. But
I know you're 66 years old today, and that's old, but you still can go online. You're still allowed.
Yes. Anyway. Their record was 1,112.
The bar in Florida.
Right.
Yeah, we can drink some Bloody Marys in Florida.
So now
I've contributed.
So now they're going back after their record this Sunday morning,
at 10 a.m. sharp. And it's at the Great Lakes Farmers Market that's in the parking lot of Milliger's. So, and the Bloody Marys are free.
Are they going to have vodka in there?
I believe so.
Wow, free actual Bloody Marys.
Yep. So, because if you know what, Milliger's used to be a small market at one time, a great place on our north side, and then they grew and grew. They got the larger place, which they have on Douglas Avenue, and then they got the second store over on Durand Avenue, which you're familiar with. And so they're looking for 2,000 people. Now, people that know Milliger's are going to say, where the heck are you going to park? Well, they've got additional parking at the Kmart parking lot on 4 Mile and Douglas, and at Crawford Park parking lot with shuttles running back and forth from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. They do suggest, however, that you get there between 9 a.m. and 9:30 so you can get your free Bloody Mary and be ready for the toast at 10 a.m. sharp.
Wow. That sounds pretty organized, actually.
Yeah, I was talking to Kara Kading. She's the Director of Events and Marketing for Milliger's, and I'm going to meet with her on Thursday afternoon for a little bit and then be there at 9 o'clock in the morning to do my roving reporter. Should have a lot of fun with that one. Well, I wonder if, you mentioned the vodka and the Bloody Mary. I wonder if somebody wants a Virgin Mary, if they'd still be able to toast.
Well, you probably could toast and not drink the Bloody Mary and be counted as part of the 2,000. Like President Trump doesn't drink, but he toasts. Okay. I watched him.
That's a good point.
He doesn't drink, but of course part of the political ritual and the diplomacy are when leaders of the world toast each other. But President Trump, he's a teetotaler.
Now, are you a spicy Bloody Mary fan?
I am, but here's what I would hope for. Maybe this will change it up. That President Donald J. Trump would start to drink.
Your radio friend is on AM 1400 WRJN Racine, FM 98.1 Kenosha, and FM 99.9 Racine.
Your hump day hour of power, where we acknowledge that knowledge is indeed power, follows WRJN covering the world. It's 10 o'clock.
A Senate surprise. Trump's Supreme Court nominee. I'm Evan Haining. Republicans in the Finance Committee suspended Senate rules that required at least one Democrat to be present for votes and approved President Trump's picks for Treasury and Health Secretary.